Hello and welcome back to the Leading Yourself podcast. I'm so excited to be back. I took a little break, a week off the podcast, which is something that I've never done in the last, 5 years since I started the podcast. But we were out on spring break and now we're back. And this weekend is the last weekend of the first quarter of the year. It's a perfect timing to make an appointment with ourselves to do a quarterly check-in. And today I want to walk you through how I go about my quarterly check-in. What are the questions that I ask myself and reflect on? And the three things that I audit every quarter to make sure that I'm crushing the next 90 days. Let's dig in. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves. Those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. A lot of us started this year with lofty goals and lots of energy. And most of us too often start losing that energy as the year progresses. I have shared statistics with you that about 80% of people give up on their New Year resolutions by mid-February. But we are not part of those statistics. And I think that one thing personally that helps me stay on track with my goals throughout the year is taking a time, make an appointment with myself every quarter, at the end of every quarter, beginning of every quarter, to reflect, realign, readjust, and make sure that I'm able to crush the next 90 days. You know, we tend to overestimate what we can do in the short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. A lot of times we start the year with all these lofty goals, and as life happens, we start to forget about them. We lose our energy and our momentum. And these quarterly reviews can really help us get reinvigorated with our goals, refocus, and make sure that we are putting our energy in what matters most to us. And the one way that I do that is through this quarterly review. And today I want to walk you through what I just did yesterday. So I took some time off this weekend. We were just coming back from vacation with my family. And first of all, I had so much to do: unpacking, laundry, grocery shopping, just catching up on sleep. But then I was really excited to wake up the next morning and spend some time doing this quarterly review for myself. You know, time is weird sometimes. I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like time flies by. We're like, oh my God, we're at the end of March. Where did the year went? Then when you sit down and start reflecting on what happened in the last 90 days, you a lot of times are surprised with all that happened in such a short period of time. It seems like it's been longer since the beginning of the year. It feels like January 1st was like years ago, but now March 30th is like where the time went. It's a very weird relationship that we have with time. And that's why I like to incorporate these check-ins, whether are my weekly planning sessions, whether is my monthly reflections or my quarterly check-ins. And I know I can sound intensive when I say I do an annual planning and then a quarterly and then monthly and then weekly and then down to setting up my three non-negotiables for the day. And that's the way I personally like to break it down, because it helps me stay accountable, it helps me stay on track, and it helps me stay motivated and drive momentum towards the things that matter most to me. So today I want to dive in into my quarterly review. And there is a part of my quarterly review that we'll talk about next week when we talk about spring cleaning, because this is the time at the end of Q1 where I do my spring cleaning, and that's an episode in itself, and we'll have a chance to share that next week. So today I want to just talk about the pure quarterly planning that I do every quarter of the year. So I want to share with you some of the questions that I ask myself, and what are the three things that I audit every quarter, right? So what is a quarterly review? A quarterly review is just an appointment with yourself to take time to reflect about the past and look forward into the future. And I typically do this at the end of each quarter or the beginning of each quarter. So like end of March, beginning of April is a great timing just now to do that quarterly checking. And the purpose of this quarterly review is kind of assess your goals, to reflect and to assess your goals and the methods that you're using to approach those goals, and then to intentionally prepare for the next quarter. So at the start of each quarter, it's important to check in and make sure that our goals and our methods that we're using are working towards them still, and they're still aligned with our vision. That's the whole purpose of this quarterly review. And typically, at the end of every quarter, we're also changing seasons. If you think about it, we are leaving winter and coming into spring. And then at the end of second quarter, we're going to leave spring and get into summer. So it's almost like the seasons follow the quarters. And I personally believe that as seasons change, there's also an opportunity to adjust some of our routines, aka the methods that we're following to help us achieve our goals and to live our best lives. So let's talk about it. I want to start by talking about what are some questions that I reflect around this time of the year. So the first thing that I ask myself, and I try to journal or to reflect, and this is very personal. If you like to journal, if you like to write, you can write it down in a journal. But if not, you can just think about it, or you can record yourself in a voice memo on your phone if that works better for you. I like somehow to write it down because that way I can always come back to that and learn from it. And a lot of times as I'm reflecting, there's great insights that I don't want to lose after, and I know I will forget if I don't take note of them. But here are some of the things that I reflect on. So first, what is the best thing that happened last quarter? I always like to start with a positive tone to this exercise, right? There's always going to be highs and lows in every quarter, in every month, in every week. Hell, even during a day, we can have ups and downs. But I want to start with the highs because that sets the tone, right, for this checking. Now, before I continue with these questions, there's one important step that I didn't talk about, and that is prepping the environment for this quarterly review. So personally for me, I like to have quiet space. I like to do this before my kids even wake up so I'm not interrupted. I typically like to put some essential oils or candles to set the ambience. I prepare myself my favorite cup of coffee. I put some background music. Like I create this environment that is appealing, something that I look forward to make this experience to an extent special, right? And how you set up your environment depends on you and what works for you, right? But for me, those are some things that makes this a kind of like a ritual that I look forward to. And I really look forward to this. Okay, so the first question, what is the best thing that happened last quarter? Then I ask myself, what did not work well this last quarter? So again, ups and downs, highlights and lowlights. And I talk about, do my current habits support my vision? Do I need to make any changes in my current habits? What are the habits that are helping me make progress toward the vision that I have for this year that are helping me live up to my power word, which this year for me is vibrant? Also, what new habits and routines do I need to implement to better support my vision? And then I kind of ask myself some questions more in preparation for the next quarter. Like, what is my focus goal for each month of the next quarter? How can I offer my resources, whether it's time, money, skills, etc., to help others this next quarter? This is an important one for me because I get a lot of personal satisfaction in helping others, in however that looks like, right? Sometimes it's mentoring or coaching, sometimes it's even through this podcast or at work. But for me, one thing that provides fulfillment is being of service and adding value to others. So I always like to ask myself this question. And also, what exciting things are coming up next quarter? A lot of times, because we don't look ahead, we miss out on exciting things in our lives. But if you have a view of what are some key events that are coming up next quarter, that helps you prepare for those so you don't miss out on those great, exciting things. So those are some general questions that I ask myself. I also have this 9 other questions that I go through and I'm going to share with you. But if you're only going to do a few, I think those are a great start. That could be a great starting point for a quarterly check-in. Let me repeat what those questions are. What are the best things that happened last quarter? What didn't work well? Do your current habits support your vision? What new habits and routines do you need to implement to better support your vision? And then looking forward, what are the focus goals for each of the months in the next quarter? How can you offer your resources, whether it's time, money, skills, whatever that is, to help others in this coming quarter? And what exciting things are coming up in this next quarter? So if you are new to quarterly check-ins, that's what I would start. Now, over the years, I keep adding questions and things that I reflect on, and I'm going to share with you the ones that I use this past weekend. Every quarter, they look slightly different, but the essence is all the same. So for example, I first check in on my annual goals and my quarterly goals. I think it's important to know where you start the year and where you started the quarter. This allows you to calibrate your measuring stick to a degree, right? And to ensure that your evaluations will be accurate. It also helps you to analyze your growth more efficiently and effectively. The first step in staying on course or adjusting with confidence is to make sure that your metrics are correct. So taking a few minutes to look at your overall annual goals and your quarterly goals, it's a great point to start. So that's where I typically start. I go to my annual goals, I go to my quarterly goals, and I just check in with myself. And I'm like, how did I do? How much progress did I make towards these goals? Where are these quarterly goals helping me get closer to my annual goals in any way or not, right? Because that way, I have a basis, a foundation to really evaluate, recalibrate, and realign. Then I ask myself, what were my major wins? So I make a list of all the things that I'm proud of, all the things that I accomplished in this past quarter. And I celebrate them. Like I celebrate them sipping my cup of coffee and enjoying the moment and that fulfillment that comes from feeling that you had these major wins, right? And a lot of times, sometimes what I'll do is that at the beginning of the quarter, I set these goals and I said, if I hit these goals, I'm going to reward myself with fill the blanks, whatever that is. Sometimes it's buying myself a new book or a new supplement or whatever that is, right? Or going out on a date night or buying myself a coffee or going shopping or whatever that is. But sometimes I like to do that because that's something I can look forward to. And it's a way of celebrating all those major wins. The other thing that I ask myself, because the only constant is change, is what projects emerge that were not planned and what got displaced, right? Things shift throughout the quarter. That is something I came to realize and I can't fight about. You know, we plan, we do our best to plan, but then life happens and we can't control that. And I used to fight that. I used to resist to new projects emerging. It will create a lot of stress in my life because I thought it was deviating me from my perfect plan. You're not watching me, but I'm making air quotes here, my perfect plan that I had created at the beginning of the year. And I came to peace to say, change is the only constant and there things are going to shift throughout the quarter. Some of these shifts are going to be good and healthy, and other shifts occur due to distractions and demand changes. The what is most important to me at this point is to get a true picture of the quarter and to map out the next quarter as effectively as I can, right? So taking note of what projects emerge over the quarter that were not in my original plan and ask myself why is an important step for me, because I want to get to the root of it, right? I want to know, is this new project that emerged something that was important and meaningful that allows me to make an impact, or was just a shiny object that distracted me from what was really important, right? And you need to be viciously honest with yourself when you're assessing this. I am someone that has a hard time saying no to new projects, and I would raise my hand and volunteer to take on new assignments, especially if they're shiny, right? I have a hard time saying no. So at the end of the quarter, it's important for me to check in with myself and be brutally honest and say, are these new projects the right things to be working on? Did these changes were good, were positive, are helping me make a bigger impact? Maybe they are a detour from my original plan, but it's actually a good detour because it's taking me faster to my goal, or made me realize that my goal was too small and this opened my eyes to something even bigger. Or was this just a distraction? And then I need to reflect on what happened. How did I allow myself to break my own boundaries, to pick up something that wasn't aligned at the time, right? And sometimes we can control that and sometimes we can't, but it's just creating that awareness. The other thing that I like to ask myself, or that I asked myself just yesterday when I was doing this exercise, is what were my major setbacks and challenges? I like to take a moment and make a list of any setbacks and any challenges that I encounter in the past quarter. Part of this might be some of my own why from what God displaced. And it may also include maybe I got sick, or I had to travel and it wasn't planned, or there were things that were out of my control. Maybe they were family-related things related with my relationships. But answering this question should help us to give some support to what God displays and help you as you're looking into Q2 and your objectives in Q2. Will any of these setbacks or challenges affect what you're planning for the next quarter? Do you need to account for the possibility of any of these stepping over into Q2? That's the reason why I like to ask myself this question. Because the setback already occurred, I probably already overcame that setback or challenge. But as I'm looking forward, I want to make sure that this is not pulling me back in the next quarter, right? I want to start with a blank slate as much as possible. Other thing, number five question that I asked myself this past quarter, just yesterday, what are new or sustained best practices to continue implementing? Here is, you know, I just review my major wins and I asked myself, what made them major wins? Are there any underlying best practices that I use to make those major wins? What were the things that enabled me to accomplish those things? Are those best practices that I can carry over into the next quarter? I think that noticing best practices always helps us, first of all, to be grateful, right? And also, it's a reminder that they're teachings, they're learnings, they're life lessons that now are empowering us to be better and do better in the next quarter. We are growing as the year progresses, and taking the time to reflect on what we learn and what are the things that enable our successes can be a powerful exercise as we're transitioning from one quarter to the next. Okay, the next thing that I asked myself, number six, what are your growth or my growth edges? So based on what happened in Q1, where do I feel like there's room for growth? Sometimes this come in the form of questions, and that's fine. Sometimes it's affirmations. These are not items that need to be answered or dealt with right away, but they're important to get them written down and revisited. If some growth edges shows up quarter after quarter, you know you've got something that needs more urgent action. Growth edges are something you are consistently looking at from previous quarters. As I'm preparing for the next quarter review, I'm looking at the last quarter, Q1, right? And the growth edges in Q1 to see if there's any trends or something that I need to address in the coming quarter. What are those possibilities for me to grow in Q2? The next thing, number 7, is where are my places of stagnation? In other words, what's the dead weight? What stall and just not getting anywhere? Is this thing still worth doing? These can be anything that you think needs a deeper look to know if your time, energy, and attention should be focused on them, or definitely you should forget about them, right? And leave them behind. Going through this list can help set your focus for what's coming up in Q2. This is also a section like growth edges that deserves review from quarter to quarter. If something is consistently showing up as stagnant, something has to give, right? So we talk about growth edges and we talk about places of stagnation. And these are not just looking at the previous quarter, but any trends from quarters before that to prioritize and see what are the things we need to stop doing, we need to let go and not put our time and energy and attention on, and what are the things that we want to focus on and put our time, energy, and attention to continue to grow as a person, as a professional, in any of the roles that we play in our lives. Okay, a couple more questions that I asked myself this time. One is, where are my places of a strategic uncertainty? Here's where I zoom up and take a look at the bigger strategic picture. Often, these places of uncertainty form themselves into questions, right? And this is a time to think about those big questions. They need to go somewhere, and a quarterly review is a great place for them. They might also inform how your next quarter shapes up. You don't want those questions sitting until that year or biannual strategy review. You gotta attack them now. So you are giving yourself the time to actually do something about it. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is I like to zoom out, right? A lot of times we're looking in the things that we're working on right now, the projects we're working on right now. And we need to zoom out and see how all those things fit into this big puzzle, which is our year. Are all these things that I'm doing linked, correlated to my vision for success for this year? And I like to connect all the pieces and take the time to zoom up and see that big picture and ask myself some questions. Are like, are these aligned? Are these things enabling my success? Are these things helping me make progress or are hindering my progress? And I don't want to wait until the end of the year to figure that out because then it's too late. I think they belong here on the quarterly review. So it gives us the opportunity to recalibrate and refocus and realign in the next 90 days. And that way we can stay agile and flexible while we are honoring our big goals and those things that we set were important for us this year. And then the last thing is, what am I going to do going forward? You know, once you remind yourself or your starting point and you have analyzed where you've been and assessed changes, then you're positioned to make informed decisions about how to plan the next quarter. And I want to talk about 3 things that I audit every quarter that I think belong here, right? These are the 3 things that I put my detective hat and I dig into to really, as I said, realign, refocus my goals, my routines, my strategies to ensure that I am living up to my own expectations of myself and my aspirations for the year and my goals and my dreams. And I'm really living my best life now, not waiting for something else. So number one is my annual vision and goals. So to do this, I pull out my vision board, which I created at the end of last year or beginning of this year. And I look at my vision board and I kind of go through the pictures in my vision board and analyze, am I living this life? Is this vision board a reflection of the last, or is the last quarter a reflection of me living up to this vision board? Is it aligned? I also like to ask myself, does it still excite me? Or is something in this board that not longer excites me? That maybe I tried and it wasn't what I was expecting, or I got deviated by some of these things that happened. And now I decided that that is not in my vision anymore, that not my vision is something else, which can happen, right? Setting a vision for the year is something that, it, in my opinion, is super important and super powerful, but we need to have these check-ins to realign. And what I mean by realign is assessing whether that is still the life that we want for ourselves. And asking myself, does this vision make sense for me in this season that I am right now, based on what happened in the last quarter? Are they still relevant? Are they still aligned with my values? Do I still care about these goals and this vision that I created for myself? So that's something that I like to audit every quarter. And sometimes I make changes, sometimes I don't. Like this time, I did not make any changes to my vision or to my goals. I did fine-tune my goals a little bit because I like to make my goals measurable, and I recalibrated them to say, okay, maybe I was too ambitious and I need to lower the bar, or the opposite, I need to raise the bar for myself. Typically, it's more of the latter for me because I am a very ambitious person in the best sense of extension of that word. But I also try to be realistic, right? And align to where I am right now. The second thing that I audit is my routines. Habits fall under this category because most of our routines are made up of habits. Habits are kind of like the building blocks of routines, if you want to see it that way. So to audit my routines, lately I've been focusing on what I call life fundamental habits. These are habits that make up the foundation of our lives, how we feel on a daily basis. When we focus our energy on these things, we are creating the most powerful, productive life that we can. And they are things that I consider foundational for me, and there can be different for you, right? Like for me, my morning routine is foundational. My routines around learning and personal growth are foundational for me. My health and fitness routines, my exercise, my nutrition, my hydration, my skincare, my evening routine, those are foundational routines for me. So I try to examine those and say, are those serving me? Are those helping me live up to that vision that I have for this year and my power word with this year is vibrant? Am I feeling vibrant? Are these habits helping me feel vibrant? Do I need to make any fine-tuning to my habits? Are there things that maybe are not serving me that I need to tweak? And there can be small changes, like, I don't know, if I talk about my workouts, maybe I want to shift things around and reevaluate, like, the weights that I'm using and changing that, or change to a different exercise routine. Or maybe I want to make changes to my diet or my morning routine. I want to shift the order of things, or I want to add or eliminate something. And I try to look at this from two perspectives. One, are these foundational habits helping me live up to my purpose, to my vision, to my power word? Are they aligned with what I value? Are they helping me feel at my best, feel vibrant, since that is my word this year? And the other perspective that I look at it is, we're changing seasons, right? And what I was doing in the winter, do I need to change it now that it's spring, that it's getting warmer outside? So I've been using a lot my treadmill to walk. Do I want to change that for maybe going outside and getting some fresh air and walking outside instead? Probably, right? That can be a small shift that is a result of shifting in seasons. The last thing that I want to talk about auditing and editing every quarter is your schedule. Think about the flow of your days. Do all your days look the same right now? Is there different all over the place? I like to think about my days in chunks, like morning, afternoon, and evening. And I try to envision my ideal day and what habits would belong in each of those chunks and which will not. And then I compare it, that ideal day, with how my day is currently flowing and feeling. And then a lot of times I immediately can see what it's not working, or it helps me. It really makes small shifts to realign. I do believe that when you align your schedule with your energy throughout the day, you can be most productive. So I try to audit my calendar and see, what kind of things am I working on in the mornings? What kind of things am I working on the afternoons? Are those things aligned with my level of energy? Personally, I'm more productive, I'm more creative, I make better decisions in the morning than I do in the afternoon. And I was finding that I was having a lot of important meetings at the end of the day. So for Q2, that is something I want to shift. I want to do my project work, my deep work in the morning, and block chunks of time in my morning to do those things so I can better align my energy with my work so I can be most productive. But also things like scrolling on my phone before going to bed, or things like that that are interfering with me feeling at my best, which is one of my top priorities this year. So that's how I assess my routine. And then I look at my routine and I say, okay, let's revisit it and let's schedule my ideal day. And I try to start to introduce blocks of time in my calendar in each of the chunks during the day that, again, are aligned with my goals, are aligned with the projects I'm working on, with my energy. How can I best accommodate my schedule so it helps me be the most efficient and effective, the most productive, the most vibrant that I can be throughout the day? And that's it. That's what I do on my quarterly review. Of course, I also look into projects and what are the deliverables and what chunks of time I need to put on my calendar to make sure that I'm going to deliver on those things in this quarter. What are the things that I want to accomplish? So I like always when I'm doing these reflections, whether our quarterly, monthly, annual, whatever it is, I always like to travel in time, like go ahead in time. And like, if I were at the end of Q2, what would I like to write on my list of wins? What would I like to say I had accomplished in Q2? And that helps me set that vision and my goals and my deliverables for Q2 now. How do I want to feel by the end of the quarter? And then I can reverse engineer and say, okay, what are the habits that I need to put in place that will allow me to feel that way? And by the end of Q2, I can look back and say, this was an amazing quarter. So that kind of looking forward and then looking back, that kind of an exercise is always super helpful for me in everything that I do. It has served me very well. So that is my quarterly review. I know it can feel like a lot, but I promise it took me an hour to do this exercise. And as I said, I will start with that reduced, summarized version to start with. You can do this in 15 minutes. If you only have 15 minutes, start with 15 minutes. Kind of reflect a little bit on the past quarter and take some time to plan on the new quarter. I promise you're going to love doing this because it's going to help you be more aligned, be more balanced, and be more focused and create momentum towards the things that are most important to you. I hope this was helpful. If it was, let me ask you a favor. Share this podcast episode with a friend that you think can benefit from today's content. And don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever platform you're listening to me right now, and leave me a review. I will super appreciate that because it helps get more people to the podcast. With that, I hope you have a great week ahead, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week here on the Leading Yourself podcast.